I'm standing at a junction. I can't decide which way to go. There are so many roads I could take. Ahead, down Narrow Way, towards Hackney Central. Left along Lower Clapton Road, towards Sutton House. Right along Dalston Lane, towards Hackney Downs. Or back the way I came, up Clarence Road. And after each decision, I know there will be more decisions to make. How fast or how slow to walk, whether to keep going or take the next turning, when to stop. I'm going to tell you about a game I play when I'm walking through the city, a way of surrendering all those decisions to a stranger. What I do is I follow people. Sometimes I start by making a decision about who to follow, someone who looks like me, or someone who looks nothing like me, or someone who's talking on the phone, or wearing blue, or carrying a backpack. Sometimes I choose someone at random, the next person to come along. There's a woman laden down with shopping bags just across the street, her head's tilted to one side. She's got a phone tucked against her ear and she's talking. I could follow her and she'd never notice a thing. Or there's a man just walking up to the corner. Slim, tanned, maybe Middle Eastern. A relaxed walk, as if he's at home in his skin. I think it would be comfortable to walk in his footsteps. There's a group of lads hanging out opposite the betting shop, talking. One of them's about to move on. I wonder where he's going. I bet it's somewhere I would never normally go. Who would you want to follow?
It was really interesting, my approach, anyway, to picking people. I chose people who were like similar to me, similar age, you know, couples. Kind of got them. Then there was two girls who I'd followed for the longest time.
Well, I think everything that I was, everything that led to what I was doing was underpinned by this absolute fear of doing this and just creating awkward situations, which I absolutely hate and would do anything to avoid. So then my next thing was to follow people who are on mobile phones.
Come on, be brave. Let's start walking and find someone for you to follow. Then we can walk together and follow your stranger.
I think as well that that's why I chose people similar to me, because I thought they're not going to go into like a betting shop, which is an environment I don't really have any interest in, so they're going to go places I know. But also I was massively aware that I'm seriously non-threatening. So like if anybody thought I was following them, you know, I look kind of like them, I'm tiny, what am I going to do? So I didn't feel nervous at all. I was just really excited, and I was really excited to like get the right people and to really get to spend some time with them and stuff.
Have you found anyone yet? Don't worry if you haven't. One way to start is by noticing whoever's walking in front of you, even if you're walking behind them by accident. Are they walking fast or slowly? Are they tense or relaxed, carrying heavy bags, swinging their arms?
why I picked them. They were really bad drawings. Well, I think I picked them because they were quite loud and they were like smiling and laughing. And so I thought, well, you know, why not? Give it a go.
Why not follow the next person you see? Don't think about it too hard, just go for it.
Especially when it was lovely when you go into the shop, because it's very natural to be like right beside someone.
Mm.
I was really annoyed because somebody got in queue in between us, and the queue was quite long, and I was like... So he went into like the corner shop and I followed him in as well. Yeah, and then he came out with a tiny bottle of like cherry bee or something. And I also saw him like sort of put it down on the ground.
Sometimes the person you're following will go into a shop and you can decide whether or not you're going to follow them there. Sometimes they get into a car and you can't follow them anymore. Or they go into a house and you can't follow them anymore. And you could wait, or you could look for someone else.
I walk very fast normally. I have no idea how slow other people walk. God, they're so slow. How do they get anywhere? But as well, that's, you know, you, especially, I think if you're a fast walker, you feel a little bit like you're limiting yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's something quite uncomfortable about walking slower.
So my criteria was that it had to be somebody who was walking quickly, because walkers, they make it quite difficult to follow them. But that backfired because it seems as though people who are walking quickly have an agenda or they've got something that they're working towards.
Mm.
So I had lots of short bursts of following people and nothing prolonged, so I didn't really get to find out about anybody apart from maybe just kind of my own interpretation of why this guy is suddenly rushed into his house, slammed the door and bolted in really quickly. Oh, I wonder if he realised that I was following him and he was feeling really paranoid.
There were times where I was walking slowly, and did it feel to you like as if like you just weren't moving anymore? It was kind of just like, aren't even going anywhere? Like, has time stopped? It was so bad. Your phone is great though, because if you just take out your phone, you're a normal person,
yeah.
No matter what you're doing. So I just was like refreshing my email or something and like trying to listen. Yeah, it's really nice to hear. That's creepy, but
yeah.
Following strangers is a good way to get lost, a and getting lost can be the best way to see the city, away from the main roads, the sights that everyone knows. If you know a place well, you can discover its hidden routes. You can always find your way back home.
But, and also, because I was so full of seeing films about people being followed, mainly thrillers, and reading about it, you know, I kind of arranged things, and I was sort of ticking things off, you know, the bit where I'm following this couple about 100 metres, and I'm stopped in traffic, and they move away from me, and I'm about to lose them, you know, because I can't get across the busy traffic. The bit where I'm looking in a reflection in the window at them on the other side of the street, which I had to work hard at to actually make work. And the bit where, you know, somebody goes into a shop and I go into the coffee shop somewhere else and buy myself a cup of coffee.
It's the chance to use the city like a playground. Become a character in a movie. Play the lead role in your own story or in someone else's story. It's a bit like being a child, where everything's a game and you have no responsibilities.
Looking like this while trying to keep up with her, and then she took a really sharp turn and I was like, oh, I don't know where I'm gonna go, and then I ended up in a dead end with her because she lived there, but like thankfully there was enough distance, but I kind of thought, oh, there's a little road here, so I think she's going to house, maybe she's going to house, I'll just turn here, and that was a dead end as well, and I was like, if she turns around and looks at me now, because I'd been beside them in the shop, like literally right beside them, crossed the pad, so I was trying to kind of excuse me in aisles and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, she's gonna recognize me and she's gonna be like, why is that girl there?
So I picked a couple of women that they spoke a foreign language and thought, oh, that's quite good, so then I can just follow them. But they were a bit weird, kind of like I'm turning around, and at some point when I turned into the street, it was like not the main street anymore. They kind of, they were just looking at me a bit too much.
If someone notices you're following them, would you care? Would it matter? How would they know? Would you stop?
So I decided to stop and roll a cigarette so that they got quite a bit further ahead because I could still spot them, and then sort of kept following them, and someone else got in between us, which was useful too because I felt like there was a barrier. But then they like occasionally looked behind them, and I kind of felt like maybe they were being like, who's this person following us? And then they crossed a road in a place where you're not meant to cross it, and I was like, okay, well, that's it now.
So anyway, I was at this coffee shop watching her, and she kept looking at all these towels, picking out these towels, and I was thinking, those are awful towels. I can't do this anymore.
I didn't do all the going into shops or anything, which might have been more varied, but they were going somewhere and they were going in a straight line, and I followed them for a considerable distance. So there's also the fact that, you know, once you've gone quite far away, you know, I'm not going to give up now.
follow the person who had intercepted us. So I was like, well, I was kind of following you anyway, so I'll just keep going with you. And I followed her, and then, yeah, she got a bit, like, edgy as well about it all. And, yeah, and that, but I let someone intercept us as well, so, like, there was something between...
It's like dominoes.
Yeah. And, but, yeah, then, and then it was kind of this thing where it was like, okay, she's guiding me quite, like, far away from where I want to go. And also I had it in the back of my mind that I'd gone past Tesco and that I really need to buy some filters. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to find someone who'll guide me to Tesco. So I just sort of followed a few more people.
This is just a game. Or, if you prefer, it's an experiment. An attempt to see the city differently, to follow in the footsteps of people you don't know.
And then they started walking right as I was going, okay, let's just abandon them. So I followed them a bit, and then the guy stopped to talk to this guy on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
For another like long time, so I just sat there like, eating my sausage roll, trying to make it last really long.
Our time is nearly up, but you can always play this game again if you want. There'll be other strangers to follow and other streets to explore.
Like, I'm sure that not many of them actually were really concerned about being followed, but, like, I mean, if you were being followed, would you really, I might like to think that I turn around and go, what the fuck are you doing? But in reality, I probably wouldn't.
Come back to Clarence Muse for now, and tell us how you got on.
Don't do that with me!
Look, I don't want to... You want that time to throw me? Don't have to.